for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Wednesday evening, July the 5th, 2000. Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Ronnie Bejou of Rose Bridge, Louisiana, is the minister of the evening.
Say, this is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe every word of God.
I believe every word of God.
I believe tonight.
I believe tonight.
I will receive.
I will receive.
The incorruptible.
The incorruptible.
Uncompromising.
Uncompromising.
Holy.
Holy.
Seed.
Seed.
Of God.
Of God.
And I believe.
And I believe.
I will never.
I will never.
Never, never,
never.
I will never.
I will never be the same.
In Jesus' name. I turn around and look at two people and say, you believe that? You may be seated. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I believe that. Thank you, brother. Amen. Well, I just came to praise the Lord. I just love the anointing of God, don't you? Hallelujah. Folks, I want to encourage you tonight. If God can use a fool like me, He can use a fool like you. Say, do you look at your name and say, you don't look foolish to me. Now, I know I told you I was going to tell you about Boudreaux and Thibodeau, but that comes later. I want to make sure that I have my title. Give some clarification. I will be speaking on the subject tonight, the progression of His procession. Where's Phil? Wave at me, Phil. Are you here? The progression of His procession. Buckle up. You're going to be here a while. Webster has a very good definition for the word procession, if you'd like to write it down. Most of you know what it is. And it's not a procession of that you follow in a funeral procession. It's a procession into life. But you're going to have to do better than that. How many dead folks we have here tonight? Raise your hand. Well, we'll have funeral, two funerals. How many folks are alive tonight and well?
Hallelujah.
Webster says, is the act of proceeding or a number of persons or things moving forward.
Hallelujah.
The church is not going backwards, it's going forward. We believe, as God's people, that we are in the midst of the procession of His return. Now, I want to set some ground rules tonight because this is a prelude to what is going to happen by the very end of this camp. Some of you are going to be changed and will never be the same again. Look at your neighbor and say, that's good news for you. Where's my shofar? I like that one. Now, you're going to hear some odd sounds tonight. Now, I used to be a trumpet player, not a shofar player. There's more to come. That was the first trumpet. If you'll open your Bibles to Numbers chapter 10, verse 1 says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, make two trumpets of silver. Of a whole piece, notice it wasn't pieced together, shall thou make them. Two is very significant in the Bible. It speaks of a witness. How many of you know there's a witness on the earth? How many of you know the first man, Adam, came but he fell? Hallelujah. The second man came, Adam, and he was a quickening spirit. And the Bible said, glory to God, He is going to quicken your mortal body. And there's a new man rising in the earth. Hello, earth. The Bible said, for and He declares in Ephesians 2 that we are seated in heavenly places. We're not making our bed in Hades. We're seated in heavenly places. And we are to rule according to Revelation chapter 1 as kings and priests on this earth. May I present to you, ladies and gentlemen, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And He's coming with His vesture, and He's coming, and upon His breast it shall be written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And He's not going to be full of pizza. Paul declares when He comes, He will sound the trumpet like an archangel. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches tonight. This is a type of shadow of the clouds that followed the Israelites. Hallelujah. Someone told me recently, do you know what the little light that all around the Jewish tombs and in a cemetery? I said, no. He said, they're Israelites. Oh. There's coming a resurrection. For the Bible declares after that sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And those that remain, come on now, shall be with Him. Somebody said, we're going to have a party. I want you to know the party's over. We're going to have a celebration. Hallelujah. He's going to make His entry. The Bible declares that the heavens shall open and we shall see Him. And when we see Him, we shall know Him, for we're going to look just like Him. If you don't like the way you are, try being born again. Amen. The progression of His procession. Verse 2. Make thee two trumpets of silver. Silver speaks of the redemptive power of God, of the whole peace. Come on, the whole body, the whole earth is crying, the whole creation is crying right now. Thou shalt thou make them, and thou shalt misuse them for the calling, notice the calling, of the assembly. And for the journey of the camps. How many of you know the church? We're going somewhere. Amen. And it's not the rapture. And when they shall blow, everybody say blow. With them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the
door.
Say it out loud. Door. The Bible declares in John 10 that Jesus is the door of the tabernacle. Hallelujah. We are progressing to the feast of tabernacles. Hallelujah. When He who is shed with glory, who has the King been crowned with many crowns, shall come and He will make His abode with us. And those of you that are waiting for a party, you've missed it. It's come and gone. And they blow but with one trumpet. Then the princes, which are the heads of the thousand of Israel, shall gather themselves unto thee. When you blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east, come on, where's He coming from? Part shall go forward. When you blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south, speaks of a refreshing, side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. Watch, there's another company here. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but you shall not make a sound. An alarm. Everybody go. Can't hardly hear that, can you? And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you from an ordinance forever throughout your generation. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpet, and you shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and you shall be saved. Everybody say saved. From your enemies. Also in that day of your gladness and in your solemn days and in the beginnings of your month, you shall blow with the trumpet over your burnt offerings. Come on. And over the sacrifice of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month in the second year that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. Everybody say testimony. It is interesting in Israel's history that there was the feast of Passover, which speaks of His redemption, the perfect sacrifice. In Leviticus 5, in Exodus 30, it's a symbol of deliverance.
How many deliverers do we have here tonight?
Most of you don't know who you are. Study Isaiah 42. Isaiah cried from his bosom. He says, Father, where art thy deliverers? And in time, we came to the unleavened bread. How many of you know that speaks of the purity and sinlessness of Christ? The perfect sacrifice. It speaks of a wave or a sheaf offering. It speaks of the first fruit company, the resurrection. How many of you know, according to Leviticus 25, that Pentecost was 50? Just in symbolism, Jesus spent 40 days with his disciples and he talked about the kingdom of God. And you add 10 to that, and after that 10th day, he departed into heaven. But there's coming another day, and he's going to return. And we must be ready. This is no longer a time of preparation, it's a time of being ready. His presence is here tonight. He was ready to manifest himself. We must be a bride prepared and adorned and ready. Ladies, it's not time to look in the mirror and put on your rouge and your lipstick. It's time to be ready. Men, it's not time for you to tend to your workforce. It's time to be ready. All you men have had a great opportunity to say amen. Do we have any men in the house today? Say amen. I'm so thankful Brother Glenn didn't call me the raging Cajun tonight. I want you to know before we proceed any further that Pentecost is still being enjoyed and still being fulfilled. I believe with all my heart that we have not completely fulfilled Pentecost. It's an infilling. We have walked in the gifts. We've walked in prosperity. We scratched the surface with deliverance. But we haven't come to His holy mountain. We haven't come to the place where He has beckoned us to come. It hasn't been filled because Jesus wants to come and make His abode with us. He doesn't want to come and visit. He wants to come to stay.
Amen.
And some prophets of old have said that the days of visitation is over. That's hogwash. He is still and will continue to visit His people. Because we are in a progress in His procession. And He is preparing to come even as we speak tonight. He's waiting for the Father to say, Jesus, go and get your church. But not to take it out. To come and to establish His kingdom in the earth. Pinch yourself, says, I'm a little bit of earth tonight. Earth? Hallelujah. Sister says she's a little bit mud dolls. I want to give you four concepts tonight, or four companies if you want to look at them that way. Speaking of the trumpet that speaks of the purpose of God. There was a purpose for God to talk about two trumpets of silver. The trumpets are defined as a gathering or an assembling. It's a clear sound in the earth. And God is bringing us along in this procession so we have to have clarity to hear Him. We can hear the apostles, we can hear the prophets, we can hear the evangelists, we can hear the pastors, and we can hear the teachers. But we must hear Him. The sound and the trumpet of redemption is blowing in our ears today. It's a prototype. We must hear God. Because that which is about to come upon the earth will cause much travail and much tribulation. And we must be able to hear Him. Every time that the nation of Israel was able to hear either the man of God or the voice of God breaking forth out of the cloud, they were able to follow Him. But the minute they got their eyes off of other gods, they failed. Ladies and gentlemen, we have many gods in America. I believe the prophetic sound tonight was, Hear ye, O Israel, the Lord God is one God. The great command was that I shall not have any other gods before me. America's greatest downfall is her greed for money. We can have all the money we desire, but the money cannot have us. Are you with me tonight? So the first purpose of God in His trumpet was to assemble and hear. Look at the Scripture. Verse 2 said, make thee two trumpets of silver of a whole piece. Shall thou make them that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps? There is two distinct sounds on the earth today. One is true and the other is a counterfeit. And if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. And it's time for us as the church to quit sitting on our blessed assurance and begin to stand upon the promises of God.
That's right.
It's time for us to move to another level.
Amen.
It's time for us to begin to do what God put in every individual to do. God did not call one man to preach healing to a whole nation. I had no idea before I came to this camp I'd be such a mess. Now I find out I'm going not only to Africa, but to Israel. I was trying to shake off Canada. God said He's prepared me for such a day as this. Some of you are just like me. I sat and listened to this stuff for 20-something years before I decided it's time for me to preach it. And do it. James said, don't be just a hearer of the word, but a doer. There's some doer companies in here tonight. There's some hearer companies in here tonight. John the Baptist said the first way of gathering is to gather in repentance. Boy, that's a popular message. Repent! Prepare ye the way of the Lord! Can you see him in his three-piece camel suit? Eating locusts. God, he must have smelled bad. And John said, and behold, that is one mightier than I. I am not even worthy to loose his latches upon his shoes, his sandals. He said, Jesus, how can I baptize you when I need baptism myself? But it was written in the Word that it was done in the River Jordan. Some would argue. I don't argue with the Bible. It's written. He was baptized in Jordan. Jordan speaks of a place where you have to die and cross over. For the blessings of God, behold, church, are on the other side. Some of you are getting too comfortable where you're sitting tonight. You just want a pie in the sky. You want a bless me party, 3 points in a song. But I've got news for you. You're going to come into more services like this when the Holy Ghost is going to completely take over and tear down every program. And we're going to get in the presence of the Holy God. And when we leave, we'll never be the same. Because there is a Holy God in our midst. God had enough integrity to speak to us with a word, and He said, thou art unblameable, unreprovable, and you are holy in my sight. I have called you a peculiar people, and I've called you for such a time as this to rise up with healings in your wing. Thinking not strange, saith the Lord, I'm coming, yea, I'm coming soon, and I'm rising with healings in my wing. And even this night I speak unto you and receive my anointing, saith the Lord. And in the night, some of you will even say, Lord, what would thou have me to do? And the Lord would say, hear ye him. He that walketh as my son upon the earth, he is the man child, he is the many membered body. He is that new thing that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about something old, said the Lord. I'm talking about something right now. I'm talking about something precious. I'm talking about fruit, hallelujah, that should be blossoming off your tree. I'm talking about a rod that budded a long time ago. I'm talking about a new kind of priesthood. I'm talking about people anointed, not annoyed, not afraid, of people that have tenacity, of people that will stand in the presence of God and say, yes, I'll do it. Not, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. And some jerk will come up to you and say, you ought to cut you a record. I ought to get saved, not cut a record. Brother, you're so anointed, you ought to write a book. I need to get delivered. Have you forgotten the three things that are more destructive to us is the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, and the lust of the flesh? Most people want a ministry and don't even know God. The trumpet didn't say to gather and to be anointed just to preach. It says to gather and assemble to hear. Seven times John said on the Isle of Patmos, he heard to the seven churches of Revelation, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And everyone, God said, I have a little ought against you. I love it, Brother Glenn, when I call a pastor and I said, Brother, I feel like God's got a message and I need to come to your church and be a blessing to your people. He says, who do you know and who you hooked up with?
Well, I thought it was supposed to be God.
Me too. If you're not with the right organization, you're out of here. Ship up or ship out. I'm so thankful the colonel's with us tonight. Secondly, we see another gathering that we're supposed to do as we assemble to hear is to gather to praise. Judah, we are supposed to praise God. We're not from the tribe of Benjamin. We're not from any other tribe. We have come from the loins of Judah. And you're not some little tiny kitty cat from a mighty lion, Judah. Barukahala mahando shulumaha. Bajulahala. Judah.
I'll never forget in Southeast Asia, in the military, Brother Glenn and Colonel Speed, I was the point man, and somehow this community had captured a tiger, and tiger got loose, and he wasn't a tiger in the tank. And I'm walking through this dark jungle, and when this little tiger about this tall would growl, I felt like he was at the seat of my pants. My feet couldn't keep up with my mind. And when he growled, the earth shook. God said, son, when I speak, I'll move heaven and earth. We're not supposed to despise the day of small things. God is not bringing a new message. He's just bringing us into another day. Hallelujah. The first day he created, and he said, let there be light. And another day he created, and on the third day he said, Father, look at what we have done. There's firmament, there's fruit-bearing trees. And he said, let every seed in itself bring forth seed. Yeah. We are the seed of Christ. I'm not Pentecostal. I'm not Baptist-costal. I'm Christ-costal. Isaiah 61, I read the book. Jesus stood up in the synagogue, almost of Satan, but of the Pharisees, and he read the book, and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm anointed. I'm appointed. I am God's son and daughter. What do we do when we gather to praise? To raise up a standard against your enemy. Turn with me quickly and hold your finger there. Exodus chapter 19. Something happened when Moses was speaking. Verse 9, Exodus 19 says, and the Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow. Let them wash their clothes. John came with a baptism of repentance. The church has lost everything that has laid a foundation for us to go where we need to go. And they're seeking God for signs and wonders. Jesus spoke of that generation. He said, you only follow me for signs and miracles. Jesus is looking for a people that would learn to overcome the power of the devil. Don't shut me down because I'm having fun up here. The third assembling to hear is to gather to him and worship. Jesus spoke to a little woman, a little church, hallelujah, who was embedded in sin at the well. And he revealed himself to her. He didn't reveal a church banner. He didn't tell her, I'm Jehovah Nisi, the banner. He revealed himself to her. And he said something to her because she wanted to talk about her beliefs and her traditions And she believed that because her forefathers, Jacob, and all those that had come before her had established this well. I want to tell you something tonight. There's a greater well in you tonight, and there is springs of living water bubbling out of you tonight, and they want to come forth. And it's not the well of Jacob. It's not the well of Abraham. It's not the well of Isaac. It is the well of Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach.
And five is the number of grace. And he said, you've been married five times. Hallelujah. Thank God for his goodness and his mercy.
Amen.
And the sixth one you lived with, honey, you shacked up. You're just not having an affair. You're in sin. And she went into the city and told the elders to come see a man that told me all these things about myself. He said, surely, sir, thou must be a prophet. And she went about her way telling the elders, and she went about praising and magnifying the Lord, for the Lord had forgiven her. She finally got a revelation that this man who was talking to her was the gift of God. One of the reasons I find that people are not bombarding the churches to come into the doors is because we don't accept sinners. Jesus never told you to clean the fish, honey. He told you to catch them. Come on, I'm preaching better than you want to shout tonight. I want to take you somewhere if you let me. Gather to hear the Father's instructions. Proverbs 4. He says, my son, hear what? My words. Incline thine ears to my saying. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health to all thy flesh. Pinch yourself so I got a little flesh left. And then the gathering to hear and assembling to hear, we see another gathering, and it's a gathering to see. In Luke 17, I'll just give you 7, Jesus spoke about John.
Praise the Lord. Say it again.
I said you didn't need that mic, just turn you.
Thank you. Dad said I was raging. I told him, no, I'm raising. Thank you, brother. How many of you are hearing the trumpet of God? The clarity of hearing His Word, this is fresh off the press, will keep you from hearing the false prophet. Believe me, folks, we're living in a day they are rising faster than you can name them. Gather to see. The second purpose is we must continue in the way. Verse 2, let's read it again. Made thee 2 trumpets of silver. Of a whole piece shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journey of the camp. God spoke to a generation in Joshua. He told them to be strong and to be of good courage. Is that true? Isaiah asked the question. He says, I said it earlier, where are my deliverers? As we continue in the way tonight, let me ask you the question the Lord asked me. Who is going to blow the trumpet in your generation? Are you waiting for another to come? Are you waiting for another generation to rise up and to do what we must do? I believe God with all my heart. I'm going to be part of delivering my generation. For generations upon generations upon generations upon generations, there's always been a generation that said, we're not going to do it. Let the younger folks do it. Let somebody else do it. God is raising up a company that will arise and go. How's that to you, Bishop? Is that good? Is that what God's saying in Africa? Arise and go. Examine yourself, and as you continue in the way, here are 7 aspects of thanksgiving. Number 1, be thankful for the manna which sustains you. Most folks want more, and they're not digesting what they're getting already. Hallelujah. The Bible says we're a lamb being hauled at the slaughter, not hogs being hauled at the slaughter. Come on. Thankful for the water of the rock. Are you thirsting and hungry for righteousness? That was weak. Are you thirsting and hungry for righteousness? Are you thankful for the Holy Ghost cloud? Oh my. Here's something we've been doing everywhere we go and preach. God said, son, tell the people they have loosed themselves, but they haven't loosed the Holy Ghost to do what He wants. We're going to start new tonight with this wonderful, marvelous revelation. It's so deep. I want you to say with me, say, Father, I loose myself and I loose the Holy Ghost to do whatsoever He wants to do. You remember, you said that. When it starts popping like popcorn in a little bit, remember, you said that. Manna is good. Waters are refreshing. Clouds are good. We must continue in the way to become the very ark of God. I'm not talking about a boat. I'm not talking about a box overlaid with gold. I'm talking about being a vessel where the Holy Ghost of God can move and have His being. When we can do what Zechariah said, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Someone will come to you and to me and ask us a question about God. We must be prepared to give them an answer. And when they approach you with the big C word, the cancer word, you must come to them as a deliverer and lay your hands on them and believe God with everything that's in you. If you've got to spit on them or blow on them or knock them down, I don't care what you do. If the Holy Ghost told you to do something, if He told you to take off your shoes, if He told you to spit off your tongue and touch the tongue of somebody else, then spit in somebody else, you ought to do it. You've loosed them. Well, I don't know if that's God.
Isaiah 35 said there's a highway for us to travel. It's the highway of holiness. But on that interstate, there's no exits. Is that good, Brother Pete? There's no exits. In the time of Israel, there was only two ways out of the wilderness. On the back of a camel. 7 days, the camel can go without water. That's the vehicle of God. Or there, if you should fall off the camel and decide you're not going that way, you can fall into the pit of Joel's worms. And they will eat at you and gnaw at you, and you will become part of the company of misery. Misery loves company. Put a smile on your face. Verse 3 said, and when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves together at the door of the tabernacle. Brother Butch talked to you about the threshold. Did he not? Is the threshold part of the door? And the only way through the door is through Jesus. This is where we become the grow up and go up company. Look at your neighbor and say, it's time to grow up. No more instant food. No more instant food. Isn't that right, church? Wouldn't it be marvelous when the pastor can go to the church service on Sunday morning and doesn't have to change about 40 Pampers and comfort 30 reckless little lambs that get stuck in the briar because they're disobedient and rebellious. They found out that there was something at McDonald's, but that at Burger King you could have it your way. And they got tired eating at Burger King, so they go to the Super One store. They have a deli. I can fix my own sandwich, thank you. And then that develops a problem because they're no longer the grow up and go up company. They become the downtrodden because they won't let any man tell them what to do. And you become very insubordinate. You need to write a song about misery loves company. Because if the preacher doesn't say just the way you believe it, you get mad. Huh? Yeah, Brother Frank said he'd leave. And there's a mindset for you. And I know he didn't. Not serious about that, but that's what some folks think. I just don't like the way you preach. But as God, I'm not giving you my money. I thought it was God's. When'd you get so smart and big? Oh, I'm meddling now. You have turned your smiles into frowns. Jesus said, I stand to be corrected. You assemble themselves to thee at the door. Who is standing at the door of your heart? Jesus is standing at the door of your heart. And He wants you to come into another level of understanding. He wants you to grow up so you can go into the spirit world.
I heard somebody say it one time in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at a Kent Hagin meeting. Somebody said, man, there is a big white horse outside of the camp meeting. One little fellow said, it must be God's. It don't have to be big to be God. It might be big to you. We not only have to assemble to hear, we must continue to hear. To continue in the way of God, not the way of the flesh. There's a lot of things God wants to usher in. We're the only thing stopping Him. How many of you really understood what I said about you have to loose the Holy Ghost? That means when He says something to you, it doesn't matter how idiotic it may sound to you, do it. The next thankfulness we should have is thankful we've been risen. The East Gate speaks of resurrection, being risen. We're not a bunch of dead folks waiting for a funeral procession. We're living. We're alive. We're precious to God. And He wants to take us somewhere. But we have to be able to hear Him. The sixth thankfulness is the thankfulness for the refreshing. How many of you are glad for the refreshings of God? Look at verse 6. When you blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. Don't be afraid. Just believe. Obey God. Walk ye in it. The gospel's not complicated. People complicate the gospel. And thankful for the hearing. How many of you know that? Grab your ear. Say, this ear gives me an ability to hear God. I thank God you have two of them. The third purpose of God and the blowing of this trumpet was to get ready for battle. Verse 9 declares, if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, that you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and you shall be saved from your enemies. How many of you have a few enemies tonight? Things that try to defeat you. Things that try to hinder you. Things that try to discourage you. A spirit of oppression, listen to this, can't be controlled by medication, but by deliverance. How many of you understand what an oppressive spirit is? It's a controlling spirit. It could be someone or something that manipulates and controls you. Some of you, it's your children. Isaiah prophesied that the children oppress the parents. There comes a time where we have to grow up and put it in the hands of the Lord and leave them there. Thank you. Because if you don't and you take them back out, you make a worse mess than before. How many of you in here tonight are believing God to deliver some of your children? I know I am. And as much as I love my daughter and my two sons, we got one daughter serving God and believing God for the other three. I won't mess up God's plan. But I'll keep them before the altars of God. And I notify the devil that he cannot have them. Can I get another amen?
Amen.
Listen to this. Oppressive people have no clarity of the control they're under. Most oppressed people don't understand why they're oppressed. How many of you have figured out he doesn't have a red suit and a pitchfork? Look at your neighbor and say, he may look like you. Hallelujah. We got to get ready for the battle. How many of you leave your arm at home? Well, here's something that came back to my remembrance. I reported for duty. And the sergeant says, Private Bijou. No, he didn't say that. He said, Private Bijax, Private Bivax, and Private Private everything. And I'm sitting right in the front of the sergeant, and he said, B-I-J-E-A-U-S. I said, here, sir. He said, boy, where you been all this time? I've been calling your name. I said, no, sir, you haven't. You called me Bayou and Bijax and everything else. My name, sir, is Bijou. U.S. 54376194, sir. Now I'm waiting for orders. He said, grab him and move it. I said, is that my size? He said, one size fits all. My pants was a foot and a half too long. My boots looked like they was a size 12. I had a cap that went over my ears, and I couldn't even get in the jacket. I felt like somebody gave me somebody else's armor. I have a little bit of revelation of how David felt when he wanted to put Saul's arm on him that didn't belong to him because it wasn't his anointing. And some of you are trying to put on somebody else's anointing. You have an anointing from God. Rise up! A baptism of spit. I feel a little spittle coming on. You guys. Oh, Jesus. We get ready for battle in the great times of trouble. There's a people in 1 Thessalonians waiting for the rapture. Paul didn't say it was a troubled time. He said it was an anointed time. See, one of the clarities of the trumpet was not only to gather, but of a coming. He's coming. Look at your neighbor and say, he's coming. It may be tonight. It may be at any moment. But he is coming. And if you'll excuse me, I don't have to be politically correct. Most of you were sleeping when Speed talked last night. I sat up and listened to what the man of God had to say. You try to sleep in one of my services, I'm going to spit on you. Benjamin Pitch said, you want a picture? You're going to put this on a newspaper in Africa? All over in England? Help me, Jesus! Most of you know me well. You know I'm not very photogenic, and I don't like pictures. Turn to Romans 8 quickly. Time's running short. Oh, it's just 9:30. Brother Glenn doesn't like for us to have short services. Romans 8. Look at your neighbor, says, I'm prepared for battle because I'm part of the Ark Company. I'm part of the Ark Company. Ark. A-R-K. Ark. Not Sparky. Arky. I'm part of the fire cloud. Fire cloud. Fire. Do I really talk that funny, Sister Mildred? Do I? She's. Be honest. I'll have to brush up on my English. But how is my French doing? I am French. I'm being natural with the supernatural ability that God has given me. Ça va bien? Le bon Dieu est bon? On va prêcher la Bible? Tous les jours avec le Saint-Esprit et la force de Dieu. Interpret. Everything is well. We're walking in the love of Jesus, and we have the power of the Holy Ghost. Now's a good time for Boudreaux and Thibodeau. Boudreaux has a Bible that looks like a scroll. And every day he tells Thibodeau, you need to get saved. He said, Boo, what? Saved from what? He said, you need to know Jesus. Jesus? Who's he? He's the Son of God. Sure enough, yeah, he's the Christ. Every day, Boudreaux told Thibodeau, you need to get saved. One Sunday morning, the sun was shining bright. The clouds were moving. Move with the clouds. Move with the clouds. Make me think of Brother Bill. And Thibodeau passed Boudreaux up in his pick-em-up truck. And holding his big Bible up, zoom! He said, that was Thibodeau. Well, where could he be going? And Boudreaux drives up to the church, and there's Thibodeau sitting on the front pew. He said, Thibodeau, what happened? He said, my Boudreaux, I was watching that television last night, and the man said there was a crisis in the Gulf. He said, a crisis in the Gulf? Yeah. And he said, you know, in Louisiana, when we got them hurricanes, every 2 or 3 days, he said, them hurricanes leave the Gulf and come to the bayou. And I figured it. If Christ was in the Gulf, in 2 days, he'd be in the bayou, and I was going to get to church before he got there. There's hope for the French. Hallelujah. Now you should be in Romans 8, 38 and 37. It says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Through him that loved us, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Can I get a hallelujah?
And when we praise the Lord, when we assemble and praise and worship God, we become the tabernacle of the Most High God, and we are the presence of His God bodily. His Spirit lives in me and in you. I don't believe we understand the power of God. When the little Cajun boy raised on the bayou can stand up and speak as the oracles of God and the anointing of God, and people are getting healed and delivered. Folks, wake up! I'm not a theologian. I'm everything but a theologian. Theologians spend all their life studying God and never know Him. That might blow your theology right out of the door. I already told you I had a doctorate degree. How many of you remember? What do? Praise Him daily. Thank you. While you're in Romans 8, look at verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings, oh hallelujah, of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. In where? In Lake Hamilton? No, in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the Son of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing, but by reason of Him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even as we ourselves groan, with ourselves waiting for the adoption to with the redemption of our body. Have you ever heard people groan in the Spirit? Sound like a bunch of sick cattle. It is. I've been blessed with that a few times. Sister Inez, I believe you came up for prayer the other night that you wanted to learn how to prophesy. Now, to an elegant lady as yourself, this may sound a little idiotic. God spoke to me one time and He said, "Son, I want you to prophesy." And I said, "To what?" He said, "To everything that moves." And there were cattle in the pasture. And I obeyed God. And I prophesied to those dumb cows. And because I obeyed God, God began to develop the gift. You can have whatsoever you desire when you pray. But next time you close your eyes and you behold Him and see, open your mouth. The Lord said, "I shall fill it. I shall fill it." Well, Brother Ronnie, I didn't go to Bible school. Where does it say that in the Bible? And now we come to the closing of the progression of this procession. We've come to a time of celebration. Jesus is here. The angels are here. His sons and daughters are here. The procession has already started. And Jesus is at the head of the procession. And we're following Him. And we're walking left, right, left, right. And we're going to march right on into glory. Lord, have mercy on us. We may be not what people think that are holy. We may not be the people that God, other people think that we need to be acceptable. But God said that we're unblameable, unreprovable, and we're holy in His sight. And when He beckons us, we will nail our ear to the doorposts of God, and we will hear Him, and we will begin to continue in His way. And when the enemy rises up in our midst, we will raise up a standard with praise and worship, and we will see the glory and the manifest presence of God, and He will usher Himself among us, and He will make His abode, and forever shall He be with us, and we will reign with Him. What's hard about that? What's complicated about that? I think of the old song from time past that said, "Just forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Him. Just forget about yourself
and concentrate on Him and worship Him. Just forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Him. Yes, worship Him, Jesus Christ the Lord. And He just shows up. I believe we have lost sight of the simplicity of Christ. There are many trumpets blown in our land. Sadly, they're not all of God. There's a clear sound. There was another sound to a congregation, an overcoming company. When the trumpet will blow, he said, it will not make a sound or make an alarm. Folks, when the trumpet of God blows, the world would not hear it. But His church will. And it'll be by the Spirit. We're hearing all these marvelous things about people going underground and underground people, you know, doing all kind of underground things. We can't limit God. It's His world. We are His people. But I believe this. If we'll submit ourselves to His Lordship and let the Holy Ghost be the Holy Ghost in us, you will be amazed at what He would ask you to do. Paul said it this way. Let's read verse 10. Go back to Numbers 10. I'm going to close with this, and we're going to pray for you tonight. Also in the day of your gladness, this is your celebration, in your solemn days and in the beginnings of your month, you shall blow with the trumpet over your burnt offerings and over your sacrifices, over your peace offering, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month in the second year that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. We should be known by people as the epistles of God, but not epistles of ink. Epistles of the Spirit of God. Because when Pentecost is fulfilled, it will usher in the feast of tabernacle. And God Himself shall come. And we will become His abode. And forever shall He live with us. Brother Phil, if you could come and play softly. I want to be able to move and to minister to some of these people tonight. Be assured there is a clear sound going out through the land. And it's a sound like rain. And we can hear it. After a very hot and humid day, and the rains have come, it throws such a beautiful scent, a sweet aroma, to a dry and weary land. Some of you are here tonight and you've been dry for a long time. And as I move with the Holy Ghost, if you will just beckon His call every time I call something, if you will just make your way up to the front, if you're experiencing some dryness in your life tonight, God wants to wet you. I want you to get up out of your seat and come to the front immediately. You're going through some drying times in your life. Hallelujah. Honey, I need you up here tonight. Precious Jesus. Hallelujah. God is so good. His anointing is present to heal. It's present to fulfill everything in your life tonight. Dryness is not always bad. Sometimes it's just a place that God has us out in the desert. That we can trust Him. Because we know the rain's coming. And tonight your rain has come. I said, your rain has come. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask my wife if she's starting that in, and I'm going to start on this end tonight. As the Spirit leaves, I'm going to touch you. I just want you to be in an attitude of prayer and worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, rain. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Loose. Now. There it is. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
This is your night. This is your hour. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. It's been a while since the rain of His Spirit has come down. Receive that rain. Receive that rain. Receive it. It's happening right now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Hallelujah. You have an anointing. Why do you hide it? Use it. Use it. Use it. Saith the Lord. Lift your hands to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, let it rain. 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 You're surrounded by rain. 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 Coming out of your well. Rain.
Rain.
Rain. Rain. On your shoulders. Rain. 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 Hallelujah. Make your way around. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You love Jesus? Jesus loves you. He wants some rain. Want God to touch you tonight? Father, touch him. Touch him. This your son? Son, how old are you?
Nine.
Jesus is calling you. Jesus said you're going to be a Joshua to him. You may not understand that now, but by the time you're 15, you're going to be walking in an anointing of Joshua. You're going to be a deliverer to your generation. God is raising you. He's raising you. Could I have a hug? You give hugs? Can I have a hug? Thank you for the anointing upon this young man. Put a shield of protection around him. Use him for your glory. Just lift your hands to the Lord. Father, you've been through some dark times, hard times. God said that's about to change. He's going to touch you tonight. I believe he can touch you. Just reach your hands and touch him. Concentrate on Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the rain flow. Hallelujah. Rain, 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 rain. You feel that rain? Feel that anointing just rising within you? Rain. Heal. Heal. Heal, O God. Miracles. Hila Baba Makaya. In the name of Jesus. Loose. Stand to your feet, folks. Let's just thank the Lord for His goodness. Oh, and His mercy. We never want to forget you, Mom. With every healing service, you are the first lady of this camp. And Brother Glenn better never forget it. Father, let this anointing strengthen her. Heal her from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. We call miracles into her body. Creative work into her body. Words of divine life. Divine ordination. Divine order. Body, we command you to conform to the Word of God. Complete the restore, renew, and regenerate every cell of life. And we plead, we just cover her with the blood, and we command every rebellious cell to line up with your word. And we call her healed and made whole in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Grab your neighbor by the hand and sing it again. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me, to me he is so wonderful, to me he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful, because he first loved me. Now look at your neighbor and say, how much he loves you. And oh, how much he loves you. Follow the leading. Oh, how much he loves you. Oh, how much he loves you. Because he first loved you. Hallelujah. While you're holding hands,
thank you, Jesus.
Let's thank the Lord. Say, Father, thank you. For what you have done here tonight.
What you're
going to do tomorrow. And tomorrow night.
And every day.
And every night. We await
your return.
We thank you for your anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost,
of God.
Thank you for loosing us. And we thank you that you are loosed to do whatsoever you desire in our lives. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Give him a praise offering tonight. Hallelujah. Father, we dismiss your people tonight in the name of Jesus. 6 o'clock prayer time in the morning. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.